Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show here with us. And we are coming to you live here. Today is October, well, I should say tonight, the 8th here. And we have a very, very special show planned for you. Normally, we have lots of fun with our guests here. We have a lot of high-profile entertainers. We have a lot of very talented independent filmmakers, all kinds of and TV and film people, and we have a lot of fun. If you've been listening to the show since we first started, which was now in 2007, long before podcasting got to be the next big it thing, we were kind of ahead of the curve here. And we just really appreciate everyone for your continued support and listenership of our show. And we thank you so much. I want to also remind you that we are now heard in terrestrial radio form also every Saturday on KSP 1400 radio in Las Vegas. We are heard from 3 to 4 p.m. West Coast time. Full 1 hour, kind of sort of similar show, but we just have a lot more of it. So the show is the radio station, I should say. Website is kshp.com, and they do stream live, so you can listen anywhere, and they have their own app. If you go to their website, kshp.com, you will see live streaming app and their live streaming link as well. So tune us in on Saturdays as well. So that brings me back to our show for tonight. As I said, normally we have a lot of fun on our shows and such, but tonight's show is very serious because it involves a very serious topic matter. I'll tell you, tomorrow night, the TLC channel network will present Taken at Birth. This is a 3-night television event, again, starting tomorrow night all the way through Friday, October 11th. It will air at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So check listings in your city to make sure that you've got the exact time when it airs in your part of North America there. What this is a 6-hour special, and it will share some of the untold stories of the so-called Hicks babies. You may want to Google, you can read about the actual tragedy, H-I-C-K-S, if you just Google the words Hicks babies, and you can see the actual footage, newspaper clippings of the entire story. So the name was given Hicks babies because more than 200 plus newborn babies were illegally sold or given away. Yeah, given away from the back door of this small town in Georgia. It was a clinic run by Dr. Thomas J. Hicks, who was an OB-GYN doctor. This was back during the 1950s and 60s. There are some people who say that this went back further than that, even the late 1940s or so. The number is 200 plus. It could be more, and I'll tell you more about that shortly. Well, the whole story broke nationally in 1997, and it revealed that Dr. Hicks was alleged to have been the leader of this black market baby ring right out of his own clinic, as those are the allegations. And, of course, this denied hundreds of babies their true identities and who their biological families are. And can you imagine the devastating effect that it has had on so, so many people? And one of those babies is our guest, Jane Blasio. And she discovered that she was, you know, one of the 200 plus infants, Hicks babies, and that were illegally placed in black market adoption rings. And it's just sad. Well, TLC is going to examine Jane Blasio's pursuit of her family roots, her lineage, and her effort to help others like her who were becoming known, who have become known as the Hicks babies. And that brings me to why this is a very, very important topic, because if you or someone that you know think that you may have been one of the so-called Hicks babies, and you were born during that era and you were adopted, please contact Jane Blasio. If you think you were born in that region of the country, this town is, as I said, it's a very small town in Georgia. It's called McCaysville, 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 Georgia. I understand that it's near the Tennessee border there. Beautiful region there. Very beautiful. So if you think that you may have been one of the Hicks babies, or maybe you know of someone that you think may have been one of the Hicks babies, or you have a spouse, a loved one, a family, coworker, whomever, please contact Jane Blasio. Her website again is Jane, J-A-N-E Blasio, B as in boy, L-A-S-I-O.com. She and her assistants want to help you, and they want to hear from you and offer you any possible help that they can. And we want you to get help as well. Please do. Jane Blasio. .com. Now, that brings us to Jane Blasio's interview. I chatted with her earlier this morning, I mean, very early this morning, like 5 in the morning, West Coast time here, but it was so worth getting up an extra couple of hours early, because this is a very important topic. And again, Taken at Birth will start airing tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on the TLC network, and it will run all the way through Friday. It's a 6-hour total special. So let's get to my interview with Jane Blasio about Taken at Birth and being one of the so-called Hicks babies. So let's take a listen.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, well, both of us are on the same time zone, so we feel each other's urge, pain for coffee. We're all here. But the good news is that we are talking about a very tragic, but much needed occurrence, incident, Taken at Birth, the three-part, I think you could call it a mini-series that will be airing on TLC starting tomorrow night through October 11th, Hicks Babies, Black Market Adoption Scandal. And unfortunately, Dave, you were a part of this tragic occurrence. So fill everybody in on just what is this three-part special all about, and how it affects you personally?
Okay, well, there's a doctor in McCaysville, Georgia, which is in North Georgia, a couple hours north of Atlanta. He was in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. He was salivating, and there were 200 plus that were sold into the Akron, Ohio area. And he was telling mothers that their babies died, and then he would sell them a baby to the Akron, Ohio couple. So it's very shady, very dark, when it comes to who Dr. Hicks was and what he was doing out of Hicks Clinic. But it's also a story of the babies that are now adults and finding closure. They have been taking their information, most of them from 1997, when the story first broke. And it's, in a nutshell, you're going to talk about the doctor that's selling babies, but you'll see the restoration of those that have found their birth families and or their birth information. And the reason why I'm doing it is that I'm an experienced myself, and I started doing it because I wanted to find my own family. So when I was 18, I started to search.
And so, when did you first discover yourself? I know you said you were adopted, but how did you first get the information in the news that you were one of the, you know, quote unquote, Hicks babies?
Well, I knew my adopted father had told me a little information about, the adoption itself really wasn't above board. So as I started to get down to Georgia and to get information and started talking to more people and looking at what the records had, which was almost nothing, but just what was going on with his clinic, that was when I realized that it was not an adoption, it was a transaction. And so the information that came from my sources that had been lived in the case for their whole life and some other ones that were from the surrounding areas and that really just kind of solidified that this was not an adoption. This was not something that was legal.
Now, I just want to add that
answer.
That's makes a lot of sense, definitely so. And I just want to add that you had Lisa Joyner and Chris Jacobs, the hosts of the hit show Long Lost Family, to help you with the investigation. Want to give them credit as well. Among the many discoveries that you've all found is that you found, I understand, hidden birth records in a mausoleum from Dr. Hicks. Tell me about that. It is so awful.
Well, I don't want to go into that. Might be a little bit of a spoiler.
Oh, okay.
So, you kind of want to just kind of pass on that one.
Okay. We just need to watch.
But I will say that that was something that.
Yeah, that was, when I read that, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't even begin to imagine with all the other information that you find out and then you find something like this. So everybody will just have to tune in starting tomorrow night, October 9th through the 11th. We won't tell you which episodes that will be uncovered, but just tune in all three nights. What kind of response and reaction or did you, if that's not giving away too much, interactions with Dr. Hicks's family members, or did you guys talk with any of them? Did they know, anybody know that he was doing this or what?
So years ago, decades ago, actually, when I first started my search, I found my way to Dr. Hicks's daughter, Moffitt. And I had talked with her and she knew what. She helped me. There were some points that she would confirm and that she always had an open door for me. She basically said, you can give me a call anytime, and if I can answer it, I will. I'm not sure what I can answer for you, but I can definitely help you out if I can. And so I had talked with Margaret for years. And then, of course, his adopted granddaughter, Sally, is a part of the show. So you'll see that, and Sally has done wonderful things to help us Hicks babies out. She is not an Hicks baby herself, but she definitely understands what it is that we've been going through for all these years.
The motivation, why? Was it money? Was it, why?
I don't know what his motivation was. We can only guess what his motivation was. He died in 1972, so there's really no way to tell. That's a question that comes up all the time. I do know this, and I've said this over and over. I think that he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. And if he were alive today, we'd be sitting having a beer, and I would be asking him some direct questions. And I think he would be answering me because he didn't think he did anything wrong. That's my theory with Dr. Hicks. This was just business for him. And, he definitely didn't need the money. He owned quite a few properties, and it's a small town. He had plenty of money. That wasn't an issue. So the motivation, I don't know, everyone's going to have to take a look at who he was and watch the show and make your own determination on what it is that he, who he was and why he did the things that he did.
I see in my notes that so far in your research, more than 200 newborn babies. Do you think that there's even more, you know, beyond 200? A rough estimate as to where did the number ever stop?
Yeah, that was a number that the at the time, back in 1997, was a probate judge at Van County. And she just took a quick, perusal through the birth certificate, and that's what she came up with. I don't believe that that number is stationary. I think that's just a guess at a larger number. I think that there's a lot more people. I believe it's possible that there are other states that they've gone to.
Oh, goodness, no.
And that's something that is still under, yeah, and that's something that's still under investigation, so.
What, is there a specific, or has it been created, like a website or a data place, if someone who's watching this three-part series, if they think they may have been a Hicks baby, that they can contact you guys or contact authorities or what?
And all the information is there. I have a page that is Case of Lost and Found. And so that is the way to get a hold of me. And then whatever help is needed, I help people that are from the clinic. I do that for just to be able to help people out. But if there's any information, any questions, even if they're not from the next clinic, I will be able to source somebody to help them out as well.
And finally, this town in Georgia where the Hicks Clinic was located indicated that it's small. How has all of this notoriety impacted that town?
Wow. Well, I will say that my dreams of retiring to that town is having to be shot after this show here. I thought there was going to be more fun to me and this. Because it's such a light.
Yeah.
she was marrying a single part of his clothing for years. And but they're all gone. And that's the thing. And I mean, he started practicing in 1920. And so he was much older. He was 87 years old, guy, 1972. So there's really no one left. And the time that I had down there, from the time I was 18 to the end of 19, early 80, it wasn't like I went down there with a list of things that I needed to find out, because every trip that I took down there, every time that I did a fact-finding, exploration, with records and whatever, I would find a little bit more. So time was really against me. Same as it is now for us with birth families coming forward. The clock just keeps ticking. And that's what is the big thing. But that's what is our biggest challenge. But yes, he did. He had plenty of people helping him out in that clinic. He had plenty of people that were helping him out in the town, looking the other way. And that's what enabled him to be able to do what he did.
This is definitely my final question. When the information really started to uncover and get exposed, did you ever get, your life, was it ever threatened?
Nothing that I took seriously. So, I was thinking the media stuff, sorry. I was thinking when the story broke. Well, I can say this. Everybody that has ever heard a shotgun rant knows that sound and will never forget it. And I will tell you that I had had several threats while I was down there. And I thank God that I was just so naive, not to take as seriously. I went a couple times just going, okay, well, I'm out of that one, so I'm good to go with this. So I thank God for being sometimes being struck numb or dumb when it comes to not taking the threat as seriously as maybe I should have, because if I would have stopped if I would have actually realized what kind of dangers there were.
I'm glad you did not stop either. God had a work for you, and obviously we're seeing the results of it, because there are so many people that you needed to help, and you're still helping. And thank God you're still here and will continue on with this work that you're doing. It's like a ministry of sorts for you, I think.
You know what? I'm so glad. You know what? Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ has been with me from day one on this. There is just no, he's opened doors that I just would stand in awe and just go, wow, I can't believe that happened. And he's taking care of this. You know, people talk to me and they say, oh, you're so good at this. I'm like, no, you don't get it. If I was able to sit down and tell you the whole story, you would understand that he has taken care of this from the very beginning. And he has opened up doors, and I know that he is doing the work in this. I know he has in my life. I know he has other kids' babies' lives. I've watched them come from not knowing they were adopted in 97 to then realizing that they were black market, that they were sold, and that whole working through all of that to then finding information and that's coming into complete restoration. And it's not just been restoration as a birth family. It has been restoration as in having a walk with God and finding Him and giving all of everything over to Him. And so it's been just an amazing work. And none of it, I take no claim on any of the work, because it's been God from the very beginning.
Obviously so. And I say amen to all of the above that you so eloquently just explained and shared. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much, Jane. And we're going to continue to pray for you and the work that you're doing, the people who are assisting you. Our prayers will be with you for your safety and to continue to uncover a much-needed truth. So, again, thank you so much. And, my God, will I be tuning in tomorrow night for night one of this very special series taken at birth on TLC. So, again, thank you so very much for sharing.
Thank you. Please keep the prayers coming.
I will.
Please keep them coming. I can definitely use that.
I know, and I believe in prayer.
Okay, thank you, and we'll tune in tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, that was, Jane Blasio from Taken at Birth, that again will be airing tomorrow night, starting all the way through Friday night on the TLC channel network. 3-night television event, 6-hour special in all, sharing the untold stories of the Hicks babies, of which Jane Blasio was one of them, and it is such a brave, that's a very brave undertaking that she has done all these years. And as she said, you know, there were times when her life was threatened. It was, but she persevered and pursued on for the sake of her own roots and also of those others that were affected by this tragedy. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night through Friday for Taken at Birth, presented by the TLC Channel Network. And again, if you believe that you may have been one of the so-called Hicks babies born in that era between the 1950s and 1960s in that region of the country, the small town, McKaysville, Georgia. And also Jane, you know, wanted to reemphasize that the people who live in this town, she found them to be quite nice, you know, don't take it out on any of the people currently. This is something they had nothing to do with. Whole different era, these are their, you know, this is something that happened 50 plus years ago. So, you know, don't take it out on the people there currently or those in the past as well, because it wasn't everybody involved in this tragedy. So Jane wanted to make sure that that was emphasized, that she doesn't hold any grudges or bearings on the people who live in this town. I'm sure it's a lovely town. As I said, I used to live in Tennessee, and that whole region is just natural beauty. It's just gorgeous. So anyway, again, her website is Jane Blasio, B as in boy, LASIO.com. If you believe that you may have been one of the Hicks babies or know of someone, maybe you have a spouse, coworker, church member, neighbor, and you think that they may, maybe they will not get a chance to see Taken at Birth. Hopefully they will tomorrow night, but if you know of the story, you can go Google the story, Hicks Babies, and you'll see the actual clippings that have taken place over the years. Make sure you get in touch with Jane at her website, because she is offering help, if possible, to help you find your roots and your place of origin, your family members as well. So everybody, thank you for joining us on Film Festival Radio here. You can reach us, info@filmfestivalradio.com or filmfestivalradio.com. And of course, we're all over social media as well. So as always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Have a wonderful rest of the evening.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.